trade it in.
Yeah, here it comes. Okay. Go ahead. Very good.
Okay. Okay, these are the co-authors for this presentation. Before I actually start my talk, I'd like to make some acknowledgement. We have a number of universities collaborated on this project, including some schools in the States and also some universities in China. And the project was funded by NIH. The PI is Dr. Xiaoming Li. He's going to come after me. A little bit background. Worldwide, the number of children orphaned by AIDS was estimated at 15 million in 2003, and the number could reach 25 million by 2010 and 40 million by 2020. As we know, the death of a parent during a childhood has a profound and lifelong impact on a child's psychosocial well-being. But so far, most of the literature regarding the AIDS orphan have been conducted in sub-Saharan Africa. There's just not so much study on AIDS orphans in other continents, especially in Asia. In China, the Ministry of Health estimated there are more than 100,000 AIDS orphans by the end of 2004, and UNICEF estimates 150,000 to 250,000 additional children will be orphaned by AIDS in the next 5 years. The government actually hasn't done much on this vulnerable population until 2004, when they realized how worse the situation was, and then they did some emergency responses. The reliable data on how many orphans, AIDS orphans in China, actually nobody actually knew the true number. So it's all actually estimate. These were some pictures. So in this study, our objectives are first to examine the group differences in the psychosocial distress between children orphaned or affected by HIV/AIDS and their peers from the same community. So we're actually going to pick three groups of children. The first are AIDS orphans. So they lose one or both parents, that's the AIDS orphans. The second we called vulnerable children, meaning these children are living with HIV-positive parents, but their parents have not died yet. The third group are comparison children, meaning that they are from the same community, but their parents are healthy. And the second objective is to assess the association between orphanhood status and psychosocial distress. So the orphanhood status, we mean double orphan or single orphan. Double orphan refer to children who lose both parents, and single orphan refer to children only lost one parent. And the third objective, we're going to explore the association between care arrangement and psychosocial distress. Care arrangement, we have orphanage. Those were institutions built by government where children all live in the orphanage. And the kinship care, children, when they lose their parents, they live with their grandma, grandpa, or uncles and aunts like that. And the group home, also a government-sponsored program where some volunteers, usually husband or wife, take care of some orphans. But they live in the communities, not in the institute like orphanages. So the study site is Henan Province. Henan Province located in central China. It's an agricultural province with a population of almost 100 million. From mid-1980s to early 1990s, many poor farmers sold their blood or plasma to the blood collection stations or centers, but in a very, unhygienic, or we say a contaminated way. So many of them were infected with HIV during that time. That procedure was stopped in early 1990s, but already many, many farmers were infected. The first government sponsored AIDS orphanage was built in late 1994 in Henan province. And in our study, we picked two counties that were most affected by the epidemic for this particular study. And here is the map of China. As you could see, Henan is right in the middle, the very dark one. And some pictures we took from the communities where we conducted the study. So these are like the cemeteries where after people died. So we actually saw many, many of these. People died of AIDS and more. And that's a typical house. So it's actually a very poor rural community. Yeah, the typical house in the village. The participants, we recruited 755 AIDS orphans, including 296 double orphans and 459 single orphans, and 466 children living with HIV positive parents, or what we call here the vulnerable children. We also included 404 comparison children. Some pictures we took in the communities. This picture was actually taken when we visited an AIDS orphanage. We measured a bunch of psychosocial measurement. Of course, we measured the demographic characteristics, and then psychosocial measures included depression, loneliness, and social dissatisfaction, self-esteem, future expectation, hopefulness about future, perceived control over future. Some of these measures were already validated in Chinese population, but some were actually used the first time in the study. The statistical analysis we used mostly chi-square, ANOVA, and multivariate general linear modeling. These were the basic demographic information of our participants. We got almost equal proportion of boys and girls, and the mean age of our participants was 12 years old. They have an average of 1.6 siblings, and the family socioeconomic status is an index we composed from the family's income, the parents' education, and parents' occupation. There were not really statistic differences between the three groups of children, except on the average age, where the AIDS orphans were a little bit older than the other two groups of children. And here's the psychosocial distress by the orphan across the three groups of children. As we could see, for instance, in depression, the AIDS orphans they were more depressed than the other two children. But for loneliness, the vulnerable children felt more lonely than the other two groups of children. The rest of you could just take a quick look at it. And then we compare the psychosocial distress between the double orphans and single orphans. Yeah, we could see like double orphans had a little bit poorer psychosocial distress than the single orphan. And here's a comparison. We compare the psychosocial distress among the double orphans, but in different care arrangement. As we could see, actually the children in group home had better psychosocial adjustment, meaning that they are in a better mental health status than children in orphanage and kinship care. So to wrap up, our data show that the children affected by HIV/AIDS had worse psychosocial distress than their peers. I mean, compared to the comparison children or the children living with healthy parents. And affected children are at the same or higher risk than the AIDS orphans. In most of our policy or interventions, we often ignore the children whose parents are still alive. But actually, when their parents are affected with HIV/AIDS, they are usually at a very poor psychosocial status. And our data also show that the single orphan are at the same risk as double orphan, which is against people's common assumption that double orphans may be at a worse psychosocial status, but actually single orphans are as vulnerable as the double orphans. And the care arrangement has potential effect on children's psychosocial distress. As I just pointed out, the children in group home had the best mental health status comparing to children in orphanage or kinship care. We got some limitations in our study. Of course, the sample is not representative. And also, we have a relatively small sample size for comparisons among double orphans. Some policy applications, we need to really be concerned for the children, especially the children orphaned by AIDS in China. And these problems could be a result of stressful life environment. I mean, on top of the losing parents, they have to struggle with poverty and stigma. And we need culturally and developmentally appropriate intervention for children affected by AIDS. And we also need more studies to explore the risk and resilience factors affecting psychosocial well-being of these children. Okay, thank you.
We're going to hold the questions until the end, and now we'll have our next presenter, Xiaoming Li.